Bergman in Tel Aviv. You're listening to World Update from the BBC. Well, just opened in London is Britain's biggest ever exhibition of the work of the US illustrator Norman Rockwell. He died in 1978. He'll always be associated with the pictures he painted for and of mid-20th century America. His critics say his work for magazines depicted a folksy nation which really never did exist. The new exhibition tries to prove he was an artist, not merely an illustrator. Our arts reporter Vincent Dowd went to see it.
All my life, I've been an illustrator. I like to paint subjects that are constructive for America.
A wealthy couple returned from a party in the early hours to encounter their clearly unimpressed milkman. In wartime America, Rosie the Riveter grabs a sandwich. A nervous child peers down from the diving board. For half a century, Norman Rockwell painted to commission cameos of American life, mainly for the magazine The Saturday Evening Post. Later, Rockwell acknowledged he'd been a success, but never fashionable.
Art went modern and went abstract and everything else. I do a realistic job, you know, which is against the trend today.
Normally, Judy and Lawrence Cutler display their Rockwells in Maine, but until March, their slice of Americana is at the Dulwich Picture Gallery in London, including all his covers for the Saturday Evening Post.
Rockwell's first cover appeared in 1916, distributed to perhaps 6 million readers.
Almost everybody in the country was reading it, or neighbors would borrow it, or you'd go to a doctor's office and it was in the waiting room. When we were growing up, everybody read the Saturday Evening Post. It was ubiquitous.
Maybe that ubiquity damaged Rockwell. He became an unavoidable icon of pre-rock and roll America, the America of soda fountains and conservative values. But if normally his focus was small-town domestic life, he could sometimes tie that to the wider world.
We look forward to a world founded upon four essential human freedoms. Freedom of speech and expression.
In 1941, President Franklin Roosevelt set out the four freedoms which he said all human beings should enjoy. Freedom of speech and religion, freedom from want and fear. Rockwell produced four paintings to illustrate what the president had said. They were so popular, the originals were sent out across the country to raise funds.
For a donation for the war cause, they would get these four posters. They raised how much?
$137 million in those days, supporting the effort to raise money through war bonds. Even today, people crave to have copies of them all the time.
In his pictures, Rockwell interpreted Roosevelt's freedoms in utterly American terms. Freedom from want became a lavish Thanksgiving dinner. Lawrence Cutler says today the job of portraying America to itself belongs not to magazine illustrators, but to movie makers. And he points out that Steven Spielberg is a big Rockwell fan.
He almost always has a Rockwell someplace buried in one of his films, just as a symbolic gesture towards that era. He does film, which is a lot of pictures telling a single story. And Rockwell did the reverse. He told a very complicated story sometimes, but with a single image.
At the big Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, you'll find one of his least expected works. He painted The Problem We All Live With in 1963 for a new employer, Look magazine. A small black girl in the American South is escorted to school by marshals on the first day of desegregation. Racist graffiti obvious behind her. 47 years after his first magazine covers, Norman Rockwell was painting America the way he saw it.
People want to see what people or situations look like, and I do a realistic job. Then people argue with me that I'm an artist, and so I let them win the argument. But I never say I am one.
That's Norman Rockwell in an American Archive recording from the 1970s, and that report from Vincent Dowd. Can the three presidents from West African states who are due in